All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Don't look now, folks, but the race in the AFC West might be the best this season in the National Football League. Following Sunday night's victory by the Oakland Raiders over the Denver Broncos, it is Oakland that is sitting in first place of the division with a record of 7-2. The Kansas City Chiefs are right behind them at 6-2, and then you have the Denver Broncos at 6-3. This was a big statement win for the Oakland Raiders because this has been a team that has not finished with a winning record since 2002, which is subsequently the last time that they made the playoffs, and Jack Del Rio, their head coach, has really turned things around. You look at Kansas City this season, they've been steady Eddie. Nothing really jumps out off of the radar as far as what the Chiefs are doing, but they are simply winning games. And then, of course, the Denver Broncos, they are the defending Super Bowl champions, and this is a team that must be reckoned with. And I think the scenario is going to work out that I would not be surprised to see all three of these teams make the postseason. Coming into this season, I thought that this division was going to be a very tight race. I did not believe that Oakland would jump in front like they are doing right now, but this has just added some excitement to everything that is going down. You look at the Raiders, they're finally getting over the hump. First and foremost, they were winning the games against teams that they were supposed to beat. Now they are winning games against teams that they weren't expected to beat. And I'm talking about the Denver Broncos, because this was one of the biggest tests that Oakland had faced this year. It was a primetime game on Sunday Night Football, and they went out there and took care of their business. You go back to earlier this season when Oakland was unable to answer the bell at home when they lost to Kansas City and the Atlanta Falcons, but Oakland is going to hang around. You look at the tenacity of the Kansas City Chiefs under head coach Andy Reid, as they put aside all of the injuries that they've dealt with this season to be once again in the mix for a postseason spot. And then again, the Denver Broncos, arguably the best defense in the National Football League. Of course, it didn't show up when they lost this past Sunday night to the Oakland Raiders, but I guarantee you this Denver Broncos defense, once they get healthy, they are definitely going to get rolling in the second half of the season. Now, the key games for all of these clubs coming down the stretch, and I'll tell you right now, to me, Oakland has the easiest schedule. In week 14, they will be at Kansas City, which is a rematch as they lost earlier this season to the Chiefs. Week 15 at San Diego, and I'll tell you right now, the Chargers are 4-5, but they are a team that nobody wants to face because they are pesky, and they are going to give you everything that they have on each single play, especially at home where San Diego was 3-1. And then finally, in week 17, Oakland will be at Denver, and this could be a game that could ultimately decide the winner of this division. Denver and Kansas City each have very tough schedules remaining. This Sunday, Denver is on the road at New Orleans. Week 12, they will host Kansas City. Week 15, they will be at home for the New England Patriots. Week 16, they will be in Kansas City. And in week 17, they will be at home for Oakland. And then the Kansas City schedule isn't that much easier, as this Sunday, they will be on the road against the Carolina Panthers, who are the defending NFC champs. After a week, and you look to week 12, they'll be on the road at Denver. Week 13, they're at Atlanta. Week 14, they're home for Oakland. Week 16, they're home for Denver. And then finally, week 17, they're at San Diego. And like I said before, the San Diego Chargers are 4-5, but they are going to have a hand, a big-time hand, who wins this division. Remember, they've already defeated Denver this season. So you look at the AFC West, this has been a division that has been down for a very long time. In recent history, it has been dominated by the Denver Broncos, who have won the last five division championships. But I guarantee you right now, things are definitely taking a twist. And what you're seeing this season from the Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs, and Raiders harkens back to the old days. And I'm talking about the old days of the American Football League. And when you think about the American Football League, you think of Sid Gilman leading the Chargers. You think about Hank Stram leading the Chiefs. You think about Al Davis leading the Raiders. And all of these legends of the game are looking down, and they are seeing what their organizations are doing right now. and it is great for the AFC West. It harkens back to a different era of football in the AFL, and right now, of course, it is good for the National Football League. But I tell you right now, this hands down will be one of, if not the most exciting races coming down in the second half of the NFL season. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 10 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.